We are joined here in the media center with the current Pro Stock Motorcycle number one qualifier, Eddie Krawick. His second pass of 6.835 seconds at 196.87 miles per hour took him to the top of the category. Eddie, can you talk to the success the current Harley-Davidson bikes are seeing this season?
I'm fresh on a new chassis. The other two, Angel and Andrew, have been running it for pretty much the whole season, had good luck, and kind of retired the old girl, you know, my bike. I hated to get rid of it. I've been riding it for about the last 8 years, and it's treated me really well, but time to move on to the new stuff and really focus on the new chassis. Matt Hines is kind of the guy that drew it up, developed it. Mike Mullaney's the guy that built it. And, you know, we got a great group of individuals in the shop. It's just everybody rallied together, kind of build mine in between last races there to bring it to Richmond. So debuted it there. It went nice, straight, clean down the track. So Andrew's bike is in just a window right now, and, man, he's been deadly and killing it out there. So if I can, I think, get mine closer to the window of where it needs to be, it should run just as good.
Questions from the media?
You're with a big team, and right next to you in the pits is the little team, the Smiths, Matt and Angel. What is it like to go against them and what they do, punching above their weight?
As little as that team may be, I don't think it's as little as many people may think. So when you have resources, that's all that matters out here in the racing that we're doing. You know, I would call a little team like Andy Rawlings or Kelly Klontz, somebody out here that's kind of struggling to make it and just proud to be out here doing it. You know, Matt does this for a professional, you know, career as a living. I do it same as our team, and there's probably one or two others, the Aranas and then the War Racing team. And, you know, we all do this professionally. That's our job. Our job is to go back, work on the motorcycles. The way I like explaining it to people is there's your racers that have to go to work and unfortunately, you know, don't get to put in the time on the motorcycles. And then we have three guys that are dedicated 40 hours a week. They put in 120 hours in our motorcycles every week. So we expect to come out here and run well because it's what we do. You look at the top four bikes right now, all separated by 9/1000ths of a second, and a couple other ones right behind it that if they pick up their low numbers, they'll get right there too. So it's exciting. Class has got great competition right this second. But I'd say for sure right now at the way that the category is running, you have to be on your game if you want to win races. It doesn't matter how good of a motorcycle you have. If you're not riding it well, you're not going to win.
Perfect. How much convincing did it take for you to get on the bike, the new one?
Honestly, it went untested. We built the bike. I have 100% faith in the guys at the shop. We got it all together, loaded it up, sent it in the trailer to Richmond, unloaded it. It went 108 and was number two qualifier, I believe it was, after the first session. So, I mean, for me, it's having confidence in your crew and the ability of what everybody has. And they built two other motorcycles that went perfectly straight down the track. So there's no reason mine wouldn't. If there was, then I'm going to come back and start pointing fingers saying who's trying to take me out. But no, it's a big group effort in our camp. And, you know, it's kind of unique. We just hired my brother, actually. Brought my brother on, my brother James, as a third mechanic for on the motorcycle. So he's working on Angel's bike. And then we have Mike Mullaney on Andrew's, and then we have Scott and Ray on mine. So Scott's kind of our floater engine guy, bounces between all three. So it's kind of cool to be racing that way, and it just makes it a little extra special.
Here's a thought. You guys are excited.